Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers more than just electricity. Their community outreach team collaborates with schools, parents, and students to create engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Joining in studio today, we have, a third of the school board? Is that, no? Yeah, I guess that's right. Two, four, six, yeah.
Two sevenths.
Yeah, there you go. Two sevenths. There you go. Butch Vaughn is here. He is the brand new, even still shiny new, like a brand new car, board member from Zone 6, Butch Vaughn, and Chair Claire Maxwell joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you both.
Thank you.
So we've got a lot of great things to talk about this morning. So Claire, this has been, what, about a month for you as the chair or so?
Yes. It's gone by pretty quickly, but so far so good. We've had, I think, four meetings since I've been chair. Mm-hmm. So, and we've got two more meetings next week, and I enjoy it and I welcome the challenge, and I'm very humbled that I was chosen.
Yeah, well, Butch, this is a month into a brand new adventure for you. So how has it been? Is it like drinking out of a fire hose?
Well, it has. It here recently, regarding the books thing, that was, that's like drinking out of a fire hose. You're right. The great thing about our school system, you know, we got a great superintendent. And he's done amazing things for the system. And, you know, we've got, we've been visiting, Stan Vaught and I are visiting every school just because we're new and let everybody know who we are. But we've been visiting high schools, and it's unbelievable the quality of programs that these schools have. And I wish every parent would go and visit the high schools and get involved, because I tell you, you know, we hear a lot of the negative things in the news media about schools in general, but I tell you what, it's fascinating, the programs that they've got at each one of these schools, and, you know, I just commend the principals, and, you know, we've got the best school system anywhere in the state of Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and our teachers are great, our administrators are great, and, you know, we're just blessed here to have what we do. And, the school board, this has been an interesting thing. But, you know, it's I've never really been involved in politics before. And so, you know, it's been a learning experience for me. And I'm still learning.
Sure.
You know, about you realize there's two different sides, and you're trying to reach middle ground, and we tried to do that, and it didn't work. But it's an experience. But, you know, you got to vote for what you think is the right thing to do. And, I ran because of the kids. You know, they deserve the best that we've got, because, I mean, these people are going to be the leaders of our country and our community and in the years to come. And if we don't do a good job educating them, we're going to be in dire straits.
Sure. Well, I know you're wearing that 2008 Oakland championship ring. Did I get the year right? I think. And you were at Oakland High School for quite a while, and I'm sure you've been back there. How much things have changed since you were principal there?
Yeah, it's really nice. The new addition's really going to be a great benefit. One thing, it's going to improve the security of the school. You know, when kids have to go from the main building to the annex, they're so exposed. But this way, it's going to connect them. It's going to give them additional classroom space, and the arts are going to have room to expand, and, you know, their programs are really good. But the mechatronics program there, it's just, it's phenomenal. I mean, it's just, go watch that thing. It's just unbelievable what these kids can do.
Yeah.
And
It's almost like, to me, going to a small college.
It really is.
You know, I mean, just some of the and the things that are being offered there, and Claire having these additions are.
It's a dream come true.
I know you really championed that.
I did.
And I guess the main reason was to not only give a facelift to our oldest high schools in Murfreesboro, but to also secure it better.
Absolutely. You don't want to give the bad apples any ideas, but it kept me up at night saying this is not feasible anymore. It's not 1972. It's 2000 and, well, when I wanted to do this, it was in 2021, but we were getting nothing done during COVID. But I knew that you can't have the bell ring and thousands of kids just outside. You're just asking for someone to do harm to our kids. And we live in a world that, you know, you hear about shootings all the time. And I said, please, God, not on my watch. Do not let this happen at our schools. Because I knew that the schools that we were building in the last 10, 12 years were all enclosed and they were secure.
Mm-hmm.
One way in and you could lock it down. There was no way to lock it down at Riverdale.
And really, since the late 80s when Smyrna and Laverne were built, they were the same way.
Exactly.
But
so,
Smyrna's addition was maybe more so because they needed more space.
More space, and it's going to be lovely. And mm-hmm. it's going to be the first one that's ready for prime time. It'll be ready by December 2nd. They're all going to be in there right after the Thanksgiving holiday. So I'm really excited about that. And Sherry Sutherland is beaming with pride at how beautiful it is. And they've already ordered furniture and moving everything in. So it's going to be really great. And Riverdale and Oakland should be ready to go next fall. So, and everything seems to be going on the timeline that it needs to, and I'm very excited about it. And the nice thing about being on the school board, or the bad thing about being on the school board, is you can't, even if you were on the winning side or the losing side of an issue, well, on to the next one, because we got lots that we've got to work on.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of coming down the pipe. We're trying to handle this growth. We've got a lot of problems in our schools with just making sure that all of our students have an adequate room in their because ratio per student and teacher and space, and we've got too many portables. I mean, Coy Young used to come on here and yell and scream about the portables.
Right.
I'm with him. I hate them. And I don't want to move the portables, leave Oakland and Riverdale, but, oh, they've got to go over here to, you know, Stewart's Creek. So we're constantly going to be building. I'm really excited about Poplar Hill coming up on the Beatty property. That is a elementary school. The middle school should be right after that. And hopefully we can get the high school in the north end on the other side of the interstate from Laverne. Hopefully I'm feeling pretty good that we might have found something there. So I'm looking forward to that as well. But it's just...
Now, that would be north of Sam Ridley Parkway,
yes,
where you're
yes,
looking, right?
Absolutely, yes. But we're going to have to keep... But honestly, we could have built a school a year for the last 5 or 6 years, and we would barely just be keeping pace with what we've done. But because we didn't do anything from 20 until the additions, I mean... We're very behind, but we're trying to catch up, and but it's expensive, and that's where the county commission comes in, and they're our partner, and we have to be good partners. And so we've tried to be lean and mean with our budgets so we can make sure that they realize that we're not asking for anything more than just the absolute bare minimum.
And boy, they've got a challenge.
They do.
I look at I really like Ted Beatty a lot. He's a great person, but when I see his name on a piece of mail come in, I know what that means.
Yeah.
It's just continuing to go up. So hopefully, we can find something that will help fund this more so than just property taxes. And I know state lawmakers and county commission are working toward that, because it's needed, and the growth, it's not slowing down.
It's not slowing down. And we've got to, I say a prayer that every day that we are going to come up with some kind of compromise that works, that helps us give us another revenue stream, because the old way of doing it's just not going to work anymore. And we've got to make sure that all of our schools, we have, not only do we have to build schools, but we have to maintain those schools once they are built.
Sure.
So, and that bill is growing, ever growing too. So we've got to have some kind of system that works better than the old way, because we are just growing too fast. And then we, and then some of the students that have come to us are a lot of, there's a lot of ESL, and we're going to have to, they need different services and more wraparound services than what even our general education children need. So it's constant.
It's always a challenge.
You can't sit back on your laurels. You got to move on to the next challenge.
You know, Brian, we went down to Smyrna High School that invested. And Cher Southern, boy, she's got a phenomenal school. But we went through the new facility that Smyrna Ready Mix donated. And, it was unbelievable, the athletic facility that they have given them. I mean, I've never seen, colleges don't have anything in nicer than that.
Right.
And, it just shows you that, you know, I think that we need to reach out to more community stakeholders out there to get them involved in programs like Smyrna Ready Mix. What they did, if we could get more, because these stakeholders are the one benefiting from our kids.
Sure. And
we just got to teach them skills,
right,
where they can be employable. And then, you know, get these stakeholders to put a little bit of skin in the game. And together, you know, because we've got to work together, because really they're going to benefit from the quality of kids that we put out. And, Dale Smith, he was down there the other day. He's done a tremendous amount of work there also. And, you know, I just can't say enough of people like him and Smyrna Rhythmics for what they've done. And John Floyd, when I was at Oakland, you know, he helped us. And, well, there's just so many great stakeholders out there that we really need to get involved in the programs.
Well, I know, and our guest today from the Rutherford County School Board, Chair Claire Maxwell, Zone 6 board member Butch Vaughn joining us today. You just look on the football field and all of these schools that have the turf on the football field, and there, I know that there are people out there rolling their eyes saying, you know, all the money that they spend and there's just a few football games. You don't realize that middle schools play on those right. fields, freshman teams, mm-hmm. JV,
soccer,
varsity, and then you add the other sports like soccer, mm-hmm. lacrosse, yep. rugby, I mean, and the track and all of that stuff. I mean, and for middle schools and the high schools, these are facilities that are greatly used, and the amount of time and money to keep a natural grass field, I mean, it just cost a lot.
It's just necessary in this day and age. Yeah. In 2024, all the schools, and it takes some a little shorter time. We love the fact that Smyrna Ready Mix stepped up and did what they did for Smyrna. It was awesome. But not everybody has a Smyrna Ready Mix.
Right.
And so it's taken some of the schools. It took Riverdale about 7 years to get their field house up and another 5 to get the field turf. And it's harder for some school systems, some school districts rather, than others. And that's where I would like to eventually, in pie in the sky, I'd like to have some kind of a committee that reaches out to the stakeholders, that basically helps us with some of these wish lists that some of these schools
sure.
have, that step us up. Because not all, every school is equipped with a booster club that can do that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would like to see. There's so much that I would like to do, but mm-hmm. that's one thing that I think that would be mm-hmm. really good. And Miss Rosales is going to be working on possibly, she's bringing to us a foundation, and a foundation might be able to help with some of that as well, mm-hmm. similar to what the city schools have.
Right.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. I mentioned that the other day. And it's escaping me who we were talking, but it was with the schools. James Evans was on a roundtable show earlier this week on Tuesday with Wayne Blair and Rick Hall. And I mentioned during a commercial break, have you ever thought about that? And he said the work was being done on a foundation, mm-hmm. which could be really big. Let me ask this, since we're talking about athletic facilities. Do you see in the future that when these new high schools are built, that could be something that's considered on the front end, so that you're not putting down and spending money on a natural surface that then you're going to turn around in a few years when you can get the money to do that? maybe have businesses help offset the cost for
honestly,
that before doing it?
Honestly, I would like that. And then just personally, and everybody kind of rolls their eyes when I talk about this, but pools, that's another thing.
Yeah.
The next high school, in my mind, has to have a pool because we're down to four pools for all of our high schools and middle schools to share. They're swimming till 10:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
That is just not feasible. You cannot add yet another high school that's in, and let that high school is going to want to do all the same sports that all the other schools do and tell them, oh, but you're going to have to swim, you know, and then, you know, when are they going to swim? There's not any more pools and any more time. So that's where I would love to reach out to, I'm just going to say off the top of my head, Hunt Pools or what have you, some businesses. I do believe that field turf is one of those things that may have to be standard mm-hmm. going forward. And now that's not fair to some of the groups that had to, but you know, I hate to say it, but over time things do change and what is required of our schools does change somewhat. So.
Well, I mean, we saw that Butch when, you know, Blackman was built and then Riverdale and Oakland didn't have a football field and they soon after, you know, worked to do that. Butch, something that you said years ago, and you probably don't even remember that you said it, and I probably am going to butcher the way that you did say it, but when you were at Central Middle School at the time, you were on the air and talked about, you know, the importance of after-school activities. Sports is a huge part of that, but having kids involved in extracurricular activities is extremely important. Otherwise, they're going home to who knows what a lot of times.
Brian, you know, if I had my way, and I said it back then, I still believe it, that if I had my way, I'd have every kid involved in some type of extracurricular activity. Because a kid that's got, is part of a whatever activity it is, it gives them some identity.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can get lost in a high school, can't
you? You better believe it. And, you know, like you say, that's one of the things that, you know, these kids get, you know, they don't have anything to get involved in. Like you say, they go home or they get involved with other people they shouldn't. And, you know, I think the activities, I would love to see every kid be involved in something, you know, because, I mentioned one thing, you know, Ben Livingston and Terry Haynes at Haynes Brothers, Terry and them built that indoor practice facility at Oakland. It's probably the best thing we ever did. And one, it allows for, you can't believe the number of soccer teams coming in and practice indoor. And, you know, things like that, just give kids, have a recreational soccer club or whatever it is, just give them something to be a part of. Being part of a band or being an athlete, you know, just any, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Just give them something.
And cheer. I mean, we've mentioned all kinds of sports, but
just
cheer.
Just to jump in real quick, we have more than even the big three. Soccer was just, I graduated, I'm going to age myself, mm-hmm. in 1986 from Riverdale High School. Soccer really wasn't soccer what it is today. Mm-hmm. It was just getting started. And now it is huge. We have, you know, we have that nice facility out there.
Siegel Park,
yes, thank you. And we draw thousands for their tournaments and for different activities. Volleyball is huge. Volleyball was not really a thing I don't remember it being when I was growing up. And now we've got archery. We have got more opportunities for children to get involved now than ever. And I think that's what it's a really good thing about a system as big as ours, is that we can provide all those different opportunities for, you know, we've got cross country, we've got track, we've got bowling. I can't forget bowling.
But even the clubs, like, you know, in drama. And
absolutely.
My daughter was not athletic, but she was 4 years in choir.
Music. We even have a fine arts. Miss Halford does a great job with our fine arts department.
Yeah.
And so, yes, that's one thing I'm really, really proud about Rutherford County, is that because we can offer all of these things, and not just at one of our schools, at all of our schools. And so I'm just really excited. The theater, the drama, it departments are fantastic. So
you
there's
know,
opportunities.
Yeah, one thing, too, that I really want to see us do eventually, you know, and I've talked to some people about it, that you know, each school has, like the Vern has just started, they opened a welding program down there, which is phenomenal. But there's kids all over this county that would love to be able to take welding and be able to get be certified when you come out of high school. I really want us to have some kind of centralized program or and get the stakeholders involved and have a place where we can offer these different type of skills to every kid and let them stay at their main school for the four academic classes in the morning, maybe and come here in the afternoon to give them opportunity for, if a kid at Oakland wanted to take welding, you could offer welding at this center. And it just like be a vocational high school, maybe, I guess, for lack of a better word. Because, you know, 90% of our kids don't go to college. You know, most of them, just the ones that do, very few of them graduate. So, you know, we really need to teach these kids vocational skills. And I think that's one thing that, you know, is our responsibility is to offer and to help prepare these kids to be employable in all these places here in Rutherford County.
Well, one of the classes that I took at Oakland, and I, 93, but it's typing. It's a skill that I use every day that I learn there. It's keyboarding now, so we were using those typewriters back in the day. But, you know, sometimes you just don't – and kids sometimes don't understand what they really want to do, and they kind of figure that out during their high school time. And having some options, I think, is awesome. But, you know, the just Claire having – the foresight to bring back vocational education has been a big thing over
it's
the
been
last
a
few
huge
years.
Thing. And what Butch is talking about, Stan is also advocated. And I think he's going to help us make that a reality, because there is a school very similar to that, I think, I believe in Clarksville. But that when we tell this to parents, because we do have some fantastic programs. We do have the mechatronics program at Oakland. But if you but if you're at Laverne, you can't do it. Or if you're at Riverdale, you can't do it. They have a flight simulator at Siegel.
Unbelievable.
I would love to, and I think that's that universally the board, I think, supports a centralized place where everyone, no matter where, what zone you live in, you can get participate, and you can do welding, you can do HVAC, you can do, and that's because that's what our stakeholders, he calls them, that's what they are. Right. These businesses need,
They're desperate for help.
Right. Yes, because a lot of the craftsmen in these areas are aging out.
Yeah, if you could teach the skills HVAC, I guarantee you that, you know, that they would have a job and a good job coming out of school. So it's been fun. Our time's gotten away from us, but Butch, Claire, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Hey, Brian, one thing, you may want to offer a broadcast.
Yeah,
you know,
we need help. We can use it.
No. Somebody take your place when you retire.
Maybe next year. No, hopefully not. But our guests have been Butch Vaughn and Claire Maxwell from Rutherford County Schools today.